to God. Glory to God in the highest. Praise God for the ministry of worship. Praise God that we're chasing after the Lord. Wow. Psalm 23 has already been read, and we're going to talk from the topic, coming out of darkness, coming out of darkness. I want to highlight just two verses. It says, even when I go through the darkest valley. Oh man, somebody type darkest valley. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Coming out of darkness. Here's the big idea. Here's the big idea. Valleys are for passing through, not for residing within. Valleys are for passing through, not for residing within. Every single one of us can testify that this has, in fact, been a valley. Y'all, we've been isolated. We've experienced darkness. In fact, one of the greatest challenges that we've gone through in this past year is the uncertainty attached to the pandemic. It can be almost frightening, afraid that you will catch something or give something to someone that you love. It was a certain valley. It was a dark valley. And as I began to think of all the lessons that I have both learned and retained, the principles that have leapt out from my experience, from the inaudible voice of God and from his tangible word. Here it is, beloved. Valleys come that we may grow through. Get that down, beloved. Valleys come that we may grow through. Hear me, beloved. Many of us live to be stuck. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm just trying to get your attention. Many of us live to be stuck. And even a pandemic can become our tradition. Oh, somebody help me up in here. The pandemic can become our tradition. See, many of us live to be stuck. When we're in the midst of this pandemic, we couldn't church. We couldn't school. We couldn't go to work, many of us. And now we labor, even fight, so that we can remain sheltered in place. Beloved, many of us are making tradition out of the pandemic. Valleys come that you may grow through. Yes, go through. And when you go through, you will grow through. Some of us are stuck. Some of us are stuck. My dearly beloved Simone, she is the queen. She is the queen of fellowship, the queen of fellowship. She loves to fellowship with family. She likes for all four of us to come together and to watch movies and to play Uno and to play checkers. She just loves the fellowship. And so when it's time for her to go to bed, it's always a little challenge. Sometimes we'll get a pout. Sometimes we'll get sometimes we'll get arms folded. And one of the things I say to Simone when it's time to go to bed, and this is what I always share with her, I say, Simone, stop stopping. Because she'll get to the edge of the sofa and then she'll stop, try to start a conversation. She'll get to the edge of the doorway and try to stop and start a conversation. I say, Simone, stop stopping. Pastor Mom, what is your point, beloved? Some of us are so filled with fear that in the midst of this shelter-in-place pandemic, we are prone to getting stuck. And I command you by the power of the Lord God, stop stopping. Don't allow what has happened to keep you from fulfilling that God has placed upon your life. Beloved, we're not going to go back to normal. No, we're going forward, but we can't go forward if you stop stopping. We can't go forward if you don't stop stopping. And the bottom line is this. If you don't learn how to grow through the valley, you will never learn the lesson of the valley. Somebody type in the comment section, stop stopping. Come on, stop stopping. I know the enemy, he desires to take this crisis and rob us of our future. And I'm here to just implore, exhort, challenge you. Beloved, keep pressing. Keep stepping. Keep moving. Keep walking through the valley, because before you know it, you will have gone through, yes, grown through this valley experience. And with that, we make our way to Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is arguably the most famous psalm in all of Scripture. Psalm 23, verse 4 says, even when I go through the valley, even when, get that down, beloved, even when. This principle comes on the heels of the shepherd's guidance and provisions. The psalmist has just declared and celebrated the good shepherd, talking about the shepherd, telling us how the shepherd does this and guides us here and gives us this. Now, the psalmist talks to the shepherd. Y'all feel me up in here? He begins to talk to the shepherd, and as he communicates to the shepherd, he understands that he is giving the shepherd valley talk. Oh God, he didn't talk to the shepherd until he makes his way in the valley. Here is the first of two principles. I want you to catch this. First of two principles. Oh God, going in the valley is inevitable. Oh God, growing through the valley is optional. Let me say that one more time. Going in the valley is inevitable. Growing through the valley is optional. See, the psalmist helps every single one of us. The psalmist says, when. Now, somebody type in the comment section, when. He says, when. Ah, beloved, you will go through. Oh God, give your neighbor a high five and say when. It's inevitable. When you go through, when that illness will come upon you, when that loved one will pass away, when that job will be lost, when that relationship will end, when. It is inevitable. Winds come upon every individual. See, I said going in is inevitable. Watch this. Also, when is inevitable. When. Psalmist says when. So stop being surprised when you find yourself in a situation. The psalmist says when. Even when. Also, it is evident that there are levels of valleys that we experience. There are levels of valleys. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are levels that we go through. The psalmist says, look at your text, the darkest valley. That speaks of levels. It speaks of degrees. Darkest valley. See, some valleys aren't that bad. You can perhaps, I don't know, see your way through it. But then, beloved, there are other valleys that are darker, deadlier, more difficult to make your way through. And these valleys require the presence, oh God, and protection of the good shepherd and his equipment. Oh, y'all stay with me this evening. He says there is the shepherd's rod and staff. The shepherd's rod was this kind of short little stick that the shepherd kept in his belt almost like a pistol. It was designed just to beat off animals. But then not only he had the rod, he had the staff. The staff was his long walking stick. I should have had a prop up in here, but a long walking stick. And that's what he used to corral the sheep and to guide the sheep and to goad the sheep. So your ability to go through the valley, watch this, is determined by the proximity to the shepherd. Oh, let me say that one more time. Your ability to go through the valley is determined by your proximity to the Good Shepherd. And I'm here to let somebody know, you just ain't close enough. My God, help me this evening. You ain't close enough to the Shepherd. Don't let me mess you up right now. Don't let me throw you off. But I need for you to know, beloved, my observations affirm the fact that some of us just ain't close enough. Just ain't close enough. You're not close enough to the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd is here with his rod and his staff to protect, to guide, to see after you. But you ain't close enough. Somebody type in the comment section, you ain't close enough. That's not an indictment against you. You're sheep. We're all sheep. And we go astray. See, I've discovered, don't let a bee or a mosquito or sudden darkness come upon my daughter. I'm teaching about Simone tonight. Don't let a bee or a mosquito, a sudden darkness come upon her. Moni will get so close to me so quickly. Watch this, y'all. She can knock me down. I see, she understands something. She understands that my love and protection for her will never allow anything to go through me to get to her. I need a witness up in here. So if she can get to me, then she know that I can take care of her. Oh, my God. And if my concern for Simone is that great, can't you imagine the concern the Good Shepherd has for you? I'm here to let you know, beloved, you've got to get close. A key to going and growing through is proximity and closeness to the Good Shepherd. He can't protect you if you ain't up on him. Look at your neighbor and say, get close. Get close. I'm telling you, beloved, some of y'all have kind of drifted. You got to get close. You're not going to make it through this valley at a distance. You've got to get close. But the text is moving. The text is moving. Verse 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The sequence of the text helps me to connect this valley experience with the psalmist enemies. Let me say that one more time. The dark valleys are connected to the psalmist's enemies. Beloved, I need you to hear me as if I'm just starting this lesson. You will face valleys. And you will have enemies. I had to say it to you. I know you're kind. I know you love God. But what you got to understand is because of the fact that you stand for God means enemies will stand against you. Oh, God. You will face valleys and you will have enemies. Both are inevitable. Please get that in your spirit. Please get that down. Please make a note. It's a difficult lesson for us to embrace and learn. You will have valleys. You will have enemies. So the Good Shepherd does not prevent valleys or enemies. He doesn't stop it. He simply takes care of you in front of both. I'm trying to control my emotions. Let me say that one more time. The Good Shepherd does not prevent valleys or enemies. He simply takes care of you in front of both. Yo, this may be a revival sermon if I had me a Hammond organ to help me find my note. See, facing enemies is inevitable. Our second point, flowing in your anointing is optional. Oh, God, the first point says going in the valley is inevitable, but growing through the valley is optional. Our second point, facing enemies is inevitable, but flowing in your anointing is optional. Oh, God. See, flowing in your anointing, that's optional. It requires submission. It requires trust. It requires waiting. See, that makes most of us uncomfortable because we like to be large and in charge, at least in our own minds. We must respond to our valleys and our enemies. Watch this, by trusting in our good shepherd. Let me help somebody up in here. We must respond to our valleys and our enemies by trusting in our good shepherd. See, as we trust, the shepherd prepares. As we wait, the shepherd works. I'm feeling this. The sheep in this valley situation are connected to the shepherd, and they are committed to waiting on the shepherd. They understand that as they get close to the shepherd in proximity, then the shepherd handles every situation in front of the enemies. As a matter of fact, the closer the sheep get to the shepherd, watch this, the further away the enemies get to the sheep. I need a witness up in here. The shepherd is standing in front of the enemies as he prepares a table for the sheep. Oh, I'm preaching to myself up in here, beloved. Yo, we're so worried about trying to get back at folk. You ain't got to worry about that. Just let your shepherd do what good shepherds do. He's not going to take you out the valley. No, no, no. He's not going to stop you from having enemies. But watch this. He's going to prepare a presentation right in front of your enemies, and he's going to make them sit there and watch. Oh, well, somebody ought to give God some praise right there. All they will be able to do is watch. Oh, God, not only stay close. Secondly, beloved, stay put. Listen. Sit your tail down. Stay put. Let your shepherd do what only your shepherd can do. You will come out as the shepherd guides, provides, and protects. Let him anoint you, refresh you, restore you while your enemies watch. Is there a witness in the house that can testify on a Wednesday night, I'm going to stay put as my shepherd ministers to me, and if my enemies happen to catch it, glory to God. If my enemies see me coming up and coming out, glory to God. When I walk out that valley, I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be wiser. I'm going to be better prepared for the next valley because I understand that valleys are inevitable just like enemies. But praise be to God, the good shepherd is in my valley and preparing me in front of my enemies. Y'all give God some praise on the Wednesday night. Oh God, I'm trying to close this from my living room, but just give God the highest praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We glorify you. You are so good. You are our good shepherd. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness that you offer us. Lord, you are our good shepherd. Lord, help us to understand that going in valleys is inevitable, but growing through valleys is optional. Listen, facing enemies, Lord, that is inevitable, but flowing in the anointing as we stay put and stay close, that's optional. Oh God, help us to be still. Help us to know that you're God. And as you carry us through this valley, Father God, may we not get stuck because we're staying close to you. We love you. We thank you, we glorify you. In the perfect name of Jesus Christ, we pray and praise you. Amen. Watch this, y'all. We out. I ain't got nothing else for you. I'll see you Sunday. May the Lord bless you. May his face shine upon you. Let's give God another praise as we wrap it up. God bless you. Take care.